It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montoot, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here. It's game five of the six-game series tonight for the Marauders against the Flying Tigers. Bradenton taking three of the first four games of the series, as last night a 3-1 win put the Marauders back in the win column. An outstanding pitching performance combined by lefty Sam Howard on rehab assignment from the Pirates. He pitched a scoreless first inning. Justin Mice, four scoreless innings behind him. Nick Domkowski, three strong innings, his only mistake, giving up a solo homer. And Junior Thibault working around a couple of walks. In a close and tight ninth inning, he was able to lock down the save regardless, as the Marauders won last night. And a couple of RBIs included in that one by Mike Jarvis, also a sac fly by Juan Jerez to deep center field on a ball that nearly left the ballpark. So the Marauders now at three games over 500. They're 5-2 entering play. Flying Tigers now 2-5 on the season. And the Marauders with a win tonight would lock up a series victory. We also have another rehabber from the Pirates in the house. Outfielder Anthony Alford, who injured his wrist, a right wrist sprain earlier this month at the tail end of spring training. Currently on the 10-day injured list in the big leagues, he has been sent here on rehab assignment by the Pirates. Anthony Alford will be playing left field and batting second tonight for the Marauders. Speaking of Mike Jarvis, whom we referred to just a moment ago as the man who drove in two runs and collected a couple of hits in last night's Marauders win, had the chance to talk to Jarvis pregame earlier today, so he is our pregame guest. That's coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with Marauders super utility man Mike Jarvis. So Mike, real locked in last night. A couple of hits for you, a couple runs batted in the win, and had some good swings and looked good out in the field. Do you have any particular focuses right now going to each at bat or each opportunity in the field, or are you just kind of taking it as it comes to you?
Kind of a mix of both. Just trying to trust the process and keep it simple, not trying to overthink anything. So especially in the beginning of the year, it's a long year, so you don't want to get too wrapped up in any individual day right now. So, yeah, it's a lot of taking it as it comes, keeping it simple, being in rhythm at the plate. That's been the main thoughts.
So you've already played a few different positions this season, a little bit in the infield, a little in the outfield. As a utility guy, I guess, first of all, how much pride do you take in sort of owning that craft and having that flexibility and that versatility? And then second, how do you prepare for that?
Honestly, just taking reps everywhere. And, yeah, definitely take pride in it. It's something, after coming out of college, I've understood kind of more the importance of it. So I've definitely, I guess, taken it up a notch with, like, my focus as I'm practicing and as I'm training and understanding how that relates directly to the game. So it's just a lot of reps at every position, getting as much work as I can, getting as many reads as I can in the outfield. So that's about it, yeah.
Probably have to stay on top of conditioning multiple gloves at the same time, right?
definitely. Breaking a couple in it all at once. Once you get them all broken in, it keeps it simple.
We talked to your teammate and your old college buddy, Wyatt Hendry, yesterday, and talked about how you guys go back as good friends to your collegiate days. And how easy has it been for you, sort of on your end, in that helping you make the adjustment from the collegiate game to the professional game?
Having Wyatt with me?
Yeah.
It's huge. Especially last year was huge. Like, coming in with somebody, obviously, just starting in the FCL last year, having a guy like that I roomed with, did everything with, it made the transition much easier for both of us, I think. And I think it allowed us both to be more comfortable out of the gate, as opposed to like having to meet everybody. Coming in with a buddy definitely helps like ease you into the whole process.
Now, athletics really seem to run in your whole family. You've got your dad, who played football at the University of San Diego back in the day. Your brother Luke played ball at Auburn, was drafted by the Marlins, played in their organization. And now your younger brother plays baseball at Alabama currently.
Correct.
Has athletics always run so deep in your family? And was that sort of one of your main career motivators from day one? Was it sort of from the word go, I want to be a professional baseball player or an athlete?
Definitely helped having siblings that all were athletic and all wanted to play sports. It's definitely something that me and my brothers, when we were young, from the time we were young, and just like growing up playing together, we all kind of had that dream. So that's definitely a big part of it. They're still a huge part of my journey. They've been, along with my dad, like, he was a huge driving force behind all of it. So a lot of credit to them for, I mean, everything for me up to this point, and then I'm sure my little brother and older brother would say the same.
Growing up, was there a healthy amount of competition in the household among you guys, just naturally?
100%, yeah, and everything. Man, I couldn't think of anything we did that wasn't competitive, but yeah, for sure. We always were playing outside, playing something, competing, whether it was soccer, basketball, wiffle ball.
Now, growing up in Southern California, you're close to a lot of baseball down there. You got the Padres, Dodgers, Angels, and all the minor league teams. Who was your team growing up, and who were some players you looked up to when you were growing up?
Team's got to be the Padres. Just obviously growing up, going to those games, was always fun. And then some players, she got the basics, like Derek Jeter was obviously one of them. I always liked Adrian Beltre. He was just always fun to watch, always messing around, having fun. Mike Trout was always fun to watch. Kind of the big names everyone knows. Always enjoyed watching.
Definitely. And as you've come through the first homestand here in Bradenton in a Marauders uniform, what's the experience been like for you to go from that young boy growing up and looking up to your idols on the field, whether it be in the minors or on the field at Petco Park, for example, to now go to you're the one performing in front of these crowds at the professional level? What does that feel like for you so far?
It's been awesome. It's definitely an incredible experience to like recognize that and have that perspective of like remembering when you were the young one watching and looking up to everybody, and then realizing that you're now in that position. So then you also understand you have the responsibility to carry yourself a certain way and make sure you're not doing anything your younger self wouldn't kind of look down on if you were watching you.
Definitely. Thank you for your time today, Mike.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you too.
That was Marauders Super Utility Man, Mike Jarvis. Starting lineups are coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome me back to Leecom Park as the Marauders pregame show continues. Let's meet the starting lineup for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers. They are managed by Andrew Graham and enter tonight's game with a record of 2-5. It'll be designated hitter Derek Hill on Major League Rehab assignment from the Detroit Tigers. He is leading off the DH tonight. He is trying to recover from a right hamstring strain. Second baseman Christian Santana is batting second. First baseman Chris Myers bats third tonight for Lakeland. Monster series for him. Center fielder Roberto Campos is batting cleanup with third baseman Isaac Pacheco batting fifth. Shortstop Manuel Sequeira bats sixth. Right fielder Jose De La Cruz bats seventh. Catcher Josh Crouch is batting eighth for the Flying Tigers. And left fielder Justice Bigby bats ninth for Lakeland, who sent right-hander from Venezuela Wilkel Hernandez out to the mound. Marauders take the field in the home white uniforms here at Leecom Park, paired with the solid black hats. And the Flying Tigers tonight, again in the traditional road grays. Anthem is just seconds away here. Leecom will step aside to meet the Marauders lineup shortly. First pitch is coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Another beautiful day for baseball here in the Sunshine State. We welcome you back to Leecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, where the Bradenton Marauders get set to take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It is game number 8 for both of these teams in the 2022 Florida State League season. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith back with you here at Leecom Park in Bradenton. Fifth game of the series. Marauders look for the series win. Flying Tigers look to hang tough in this one as right-hander Po Yu Chen makes his warm-up tosses for the Marauders. 20-year-old right-handed pitching prospect from Taoyuan City in Taiwan signed with the Pirates as an international free agent in 2020. He brings a four-pitch mix to the table, fastball, changeup, curveball, and a slider. This is his second start of the season. Last Saturday in Dunedin against the Blue Jays, four innings, touched for only one run on one hit. He walked one and struck out four. So here in his second start of the season, he looks to continue to do big things on the mound for the Marauders. Designated hitter Derek Hill strides toward the plate for the Flying Tigers here. He is on rehab assignment from the Detroit Tigers, working his way back from a right hamstring strain. Blue skies all around and sunny skies here in Bradenton as first pitch approaches. Derek Hill getting himself set. Last night, Hill's first game on rehab went 0-3 and was lifted. His evening finished after six innings. Poyu Chen, left hip facing home plate, kicks and deals the game's first pitch. It is a fastball taken for a strike, and we're underway 1 minute early, 6:29 p.m. Warm but pleasant here in Bradenton tonight. 86 degrees and sunny, but breeze pushing across the field from left to right. Here's the 0-1. Hill takes an errant breaking ball. It thumps him in the back. Lead off hit by pitch gets things going. Let's meet the Marauders defensively tonight behind Poyu Chen. In the outfield from left to right, we are looking at rehabbing left fielder for the Pirates, Anthony Alford. Center fielder Sergio Campagna. Right fielder Mike Jarvis. Round the horn on the infield, Alexander Mojica plays third base. Sungche Chang at shortstop. Juan Jerez, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman. And the catcher tonight is Wyatt Hendry. First pitch missing low to Christian Santana, just 1-for-12 in this series. As Derek Hill, who runs very well, takes a leadoff first. 1-0 pitch. Santana swings and rolls one weakly to third. Mojica charges, gloves it, throws sidearm to first in plenty of time to get Santana one away. Up to second base goes Derek Hill. That brings up Chris Myers, who's been swinging a hot bat this week. Poyu Chen, right-hander from Taiwan, wearing the number 77 on the back of that white Marauders jersey. Chen just the second Marauder in team history to wear the number 77. Right-handed pitcher Seth McGarry, many years ago, wore 77 before him. Man on second, one away. Chris Myers gets the first offering and takes one high. Outstanding crowd still filing in here a bit to Lecom Park tonight. First Saturday home game of the year here in Bradenton. Flying Tigers threatening to strike first with a man on second, one away. The 1-0 to Myers. He takes low from Chen for ball two. Chris Myers in this series, 7-for-16 with a pair of homers. He's also driven in four runs. Feet spread wide apart in the left-handed batter's box from Myers. The next pitch to him, low and inside. It bounces away from Hendry for a moment. Corrals it quickly. No movement off second base from Hill, but the count 3-0. Poyu Chen in his minor league career so far, 3-1 record, 2.54 ERA, 48 strikeouts in 46 innings. 3-0 pitch to Myers. Thought about it, checked his swing, and a pitch that misses high for ball four. Chen a little bit miffed at the lack of a strike call, but with the ABS technology in place tonight, it is Matt Watkowski, the plate umpire, relaying the ball and strike signals given to him via the earpiece. Caleb Martin, his partner on the base, on the bases tonight. Two on, one away. That brings up Roberto Campos. Righty facing a right-handed batter as Chen sets away from his chest. The pitch, fastball, low and inside. Poyu Chen struggling a bit hitting his spots here in the first inning. That last Saturday start for him in Dunedin, 59 pitches, 36 strikes over his four innings of work. Pitcher and catcher came to a consensus, but time called in the box by Campos. hitting 250 over his first seven games. Still looking to pick up that first RBI of the year. The 1-0 pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. 3-1 win last night for the Marauders. Getting those three runs on nine hits, supporting rehabbing Pirates lefty Sam Howard, Justin Mice, four scoreless innings behind him. Brayton pitching, holding Lakeland to one run on three hits last night. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing, and a miss for strike two. There's our first look at the slider tonight from Po Yu Chen. For the Flying Tigers, rehabber Derek Hill on second base. Chris Myers on first base. Right-hander is set and deals. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled right off of Campos' own leg. One of the most highly regarded prospects in this Detroit Tigers system, Roberto Campos, listed by Baseball America as the number 8 prospect in the organization. Tigers very high on the power and athleticism he brings to the outfield. Digs in back here against Po Yu Chen, working on a 1-2 count. Here's the set. And the 1-2 pitch, Campos swings and sends it in the air out of play down the right field line. Tonight is the continuation of opening weekend presented by Pepsi. Had a pregame Easter egg hunt for kids on the field in right field just before the game. Here's the 1-2 pitch again. Campos looks at a breaker just inside for ball two. There has also been an ornate golden egg hidden somewhere here inside Lecom Park. And whichever lucky fan finds that golden egg will win a special prize. 2-2 pitch. Way outside for ball three. Chen can't spot up the slider. Count runs full on Roberto Campos. So here's a look at that Easter egg hunt from earlier tonight. Those fans watching on MILB TV this evening. Gates opened and all of our younger fans here in attendance grab those eggs quickly off the grass. 3-2 pitch is swung on and grounded past the diving first baseman in right field for a base hit. Hill being waved home. He scores easily. Into third base goes Chris Myers. It's an RBI single off the bat of Roberto Campos. And the Flying Tigers draw first blood tonight. It's 1-0. That ball well out of the reach of the diving attempt of Jacob Gonzalez. Gave it his best effort, but Myers scoots up to third on the Campos RBI single. That'll bring up Isaac Pacheco. One for 13 in the series, Pacheco. He takes the first pitch of fastball strike. Well, the fastball command has been a little more on point so far from Po Yu Chen, more so than the off-speed pitches. Roberto Campos takes his lead off first. Chris Myers off of third base. Man on the corners with one gone. Chen with the 0-1. There's a swing and a liner foul out of play. Third base side. And although Isaac Pacheco just one hit and 13 at-bats in this series, he has walked four times. So he's been aboard a handful of times this week. Chen is set. The 0-2 toss, swing and a drive out of play again, left side. We'll see another one. The Marauders 5-2 to begin their season. Flying Tigers 2-5, a bumpy start. Marauders just a game back of first place. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles just keep on winning. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Fine off-speed stuff from Po Yu Chen. Gets Pacheco to go chasing. That's the righty's first strikeout of the game, and that'll bring up Manuel Sequeira. There's the backdoor breakers. We got to look at the replay of that swing and miss. Fluffy white clouds in the distance beyond the outfield here in Bradenton. Blue skies overhead on this warm evening. Pitch to Sequeira. There's a fastball for strike one right down the middle. Runner on first base, Campos bluffed with a couple of hard steps towards second as the pitch came. Wasn't going. Chen trying to escape with minimal damage. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, a swing and a foul tip, and that took a big bite out of Wyatt Hendry. Collapses into a heap behind home plate. Down on all fours right now, and jogging out of the Marauders' dugout is athletic trainer Casey Lee. Hendry has the mask off, and he is doubled over in notable discomfort behind home plate. Manager Jonathan Johnston slowly walking out there as well. Casey Lee trying to check on Hendry, who now sits up. And Hendry temporarily here back on all fours. It was tough to see initially where exactly that ball hit him. We take a look at the replay now. And, ooh, that might have been right between the legs. Good news is Hendry is now standing up, hands on his knees, now standing straight up. Bo Yu Chen is battery mate. Glad to see his teammate walking around and eager to continue. Casey Lee, Jonathan Johnson back to the Marauders dugout. So Wyatt Hendry, tough as nails. Good to see him okay. He'll go back into his crouch behind home plate. Count no balls and two strikes on Manuel Sequeira. Lakeland leading 1-0. Runners on the corners here. Two outs in the first inning. Runner goes, swinging a ground ball past third base. This is a foul ball. Campos was off in motion on that pitch. The 0-2 from Chen. Sequeira can't keep it inside the bag, so he stays alive, the count 0-2. Hendry moving in front of home plate, giving signals to his infielders in this first and third two-out situation. Wyatt catching his fourth game of the season for the Marauders. Seventh-round pick last year out of San Diego State by the Pirates. The 0-2 again from Chen in the dirt. Good block by Hendry. Count now 1-2. Baseball America tabbing Manuel Sequeira as the Tigers' number 12 prospect. Parkisi Meto, Venezuelan native. Lots and lots of power. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mid of Hendry, and down he goes, strike three. So Po Yu Chen minimizes the damage after one run allowed here in the first. We head to the bottom half. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Early 1-0 lead for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers here at Lecon Park. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Right-hander Wilkel Hernandez has just completed his warm-up tosses. And he goes to work against Marauders shortstop Sung Che Chang. Hard to find a hotter bat than his right now. Left-handed batter from Taiwan gets the first pitch from Hernandez. He stares it down all the way and takes a called strike. Sung Che Chang will be followed by the rehabbing Buccos outfielder Anthony Alford. Jacob Gonzalez will bat third tonight for the Marauders. Hernandez with the next pitch. Bunt shown by Chang. He pulls back and takes the low one inside. Count 1-1. Chang through his first seven games hitting .320 on the season. Wind up and the pitch. Chang swings and sends one in the air foul down the left field line. For those just tuning in, 25-pitch first inning, top of the first by Poyu Chen. Only one run allowed, though. Roberto Campos, RBI single. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Poyu Chen on a filthy back foot breaker. Strike three. So here comes Anthony Alford. Big league veteran who has been up and down a little bit over the years. Made his major league debut with the Blue Jays back in 2017. Claimed off waivers in 2020 by the Pirates. Working his way back from a right wrist sprain suffered in spring training. First pitch to Alford is cut on and drilled to center field on the run. Campos, he makes the basket catch up against his chest as that ball started to hook right back into him. So Anthony Alford, a one-pitch lineout in his first AB tonight. Really hit it on the screws, though. That brings up Jacob Gonzalez. Another hot bat in the Marauders' order right now. Jacob hitting .556 in his first five games. One home run, five RBI included. Here's the motion and the toss by Hernandez. Gonzalez swings and belts it to deep left field. Bigby back. He is at the warning track looking up, and it's gone! Jacob Gonzalez with a solo blast, and this game is tied. Home run number two on the year for Jacob Gonzalez. And giddy with the crowd behind him here at Lecomp Park. Ties this one up for Bradenton in the bottom of the first. Inner half of the plate pitch by Wilkel Hernandez. Gonzalez able to handle it, no problem. Jace Bowen up next. First pitch. He takes a fastball high. Haven't been able to give you much yet on the right-hander Wilkel Hernandez. Tall righty winds and fires the 1-0. Here's a fastball strike at the knees. Well, Hernandez, and this is going back a little ways, came to the Tigers organization in the Ian Kinsler trade. That was back in December of 2017 from the Angels. Here's the windup and the 1-1 toss. That's spiked in the dirt for ball two, 2-1 on Bowen. December 2017, Angels sending Wilkel Hernandez and outfielder Troy Montgomery to the Tigers in exchange for second baseman Ian Kinsler. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Bowen swings and fouls it back. Hernandez, though, is working his way back into full action. Sat out all of last season as he had to undergo Tommy John surgery back in October of 2020. He winds up and fires 2-2. Here's a breaking ball low and away. Good eye by Bowen. Not a bad spot by Hernandez. So as it stands, Hernandez last pitched in a live affiliated game in 2019. That was with the West Michigan Whitecaps. At the time, single A affiliate of the Tigers. 3-2 to Bowen. Crowds him and comes too far inside for ball four. Marauders now with the go-ahead run aboard. And Alexander Mojica, who had a heck of a night last night, will be the hitter. Alexander Mojica last night, a season-high three hits. Pair of singles and a double. 19-year-old from the Dominican looking to put the Marauders in front. Hernandez fires. Mojica looks at a fastball strike. That fastball so far from Hernandez sitting in the low 90s. Prior to undergoing Tommy John surgery, that fastball was pretty regularly sitting in the mid-90s. Touched the upper 90s at times. Here's the 0-1. Mojica takes a weak breaking ball way outside. Snap throw to first. Bowen strayed pretty far from the bag, but he dives in safely. That's not to say that all is lost for Wilkel Hernandez. Again, this is only his second outing back from Tommy John surgery. Good chance he can still really ramp that fastball up there. He sets, deals the 1-1. Mojica swings and misses for strike two. In fact, in this day and age, with the incredibly high success rate of Tommy John surgery compared to decades past, oftentimes pitchers come back throwing harder post-Tommy John surgery. Here's the set. 1-2 pitch to Alexander Mojica. Swing and a foul back. He stays alive. Score tied at 1 between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers here in the bottom of the first. RBI single by Roberto Campos for Lakeland in the top half. Solo homer down the left field line by Jacob Gonzalez moments ago. Pickoff moved to first. Bowen dives in safely. Chase with those white pants and white jersey all full of dirt on the dive back. Chris Myers, first baseman, holds him on as Bowen retakes his lead. Mojica awaits the pitch. And here it comes, the 1-2. It's swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Bowen stops at second. A strong throw comes to the infield from right. And Alexander Mojica really has that inside-out stroke working this week. Two of Mojica's three hits last night came to the opposite field. And he is really starting to develop a feel for hitting the ball where it's pitched. That pitch on the outer part of the plate, it may have even actually been slightly off the plate, as we saw the replay there. Sergio Campagna is next up. Marauders with the go-ahead run on second base. Jace Bowen runs well. Alexander Mojica on first base. Hernandez sets and delivers. Breaking ball, a big one in there for a strike. Wilkel Hernandez, 23 years old. 6 foot, 395 pounds from La Carlota in Venezuela. Stepped off the rubber momentarily. Jace Bowen lead off second. Alexander Mojica off of first. Pitcher and catcher struggling coming to an agreement. That's two step-offs now in this plate appearance. Now the tall righty comes set. Looks back at Bowen on second. The 0-1 pitch. That swung on and popped foul back this way. Sergio Campagna here in his second go-round in Bradenton. Spent the early part of last season with the Marauders, hitting .227 through his first five games. Starting to flash some more hard contact, though, lately. Now time called, and Campagna has just been called out. That must have been a clock violation. So Campagna called out to end the inning, and the Marauders leave a pair stranded. We head to the second inning, score tied at 1 here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
this warm April evening in Bradenton. We welcome you back to Lecom Park. Marauders and Flying Tigers matching up for game 5 of 6 in this home opening series. For the 2022 Marauders, Spencer Smith back with you tonight as opening weekend continues in Bradenton. Score tied at 1 as Lakeland sends 7, 8, 9 in their order to the plate tonight. Jose De La Cruz, power hitting right fielder for the Flying Tigers, first man up. Po Yu Chen kicks and deals, first offering high and inside, buzzes his tower. Ball 1. We saw the Marauders piece together a threat in the bottom of the first inning. Chen working quickly. His 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike 1. We saw Jacob Gonzalez tie the score at 1 on a solo homer to left field. Marauders followed by getting a couple men on base. Sergio Campagna, though, was called out on strike 3 for a clock violation. 1-1 pitch popped up first base side. This is out of play. Part of the pace of play initiatives throughout minor league baseball this season. Pitcher and batter have to be ready to go. Campagna called for a violation, wasn't ready in the box, and so that ended the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, hammered on the ground to third. Backhand sliding stop by Mojica. Long throw to first is in time to get De La Cruz. What a play by Alexander Mojica. Hard hit ball, and Mojica's little sliding stop almost helped him cushion the blow of that incoming grounder. And made it look fun and easy. One down for Josh Crouch. Chen kicks and delivers. Crouch thought about it, took the pitch high for ball 1. Chen looking for a much more efficient second inning, threw 25 pitches in the first. Here's the 1-0. Fastball at the knees, called strike 1. Leadoff hit by pitch in the first, eventually gave way to that game's first run. RBI single by Roberto Campos put Lakeland in the early lead. 1-1, swing and a foul back. On deck for the Flying Tigers, Justice Bigby. Bases empty and one gone here in the top of the second. Score tied at 1. 1-2 pitch from Chen. That bounces up there and bounces by the catcher, Hendry. 2-2 now. Josh Crouch, Florida boy through and through. Comes from Sebring, Florida. 11th round pick by the Tigers last year out of the University of Central Florida. Chen comes set and delivers his 2-2. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to right field. Jarvis stops at his tracks, barely has to move. He makes the eyeball high catch for the second out. Mike Jarvis, our pregame guest today. Got to talk with Mike about his pride he takes in developing that versatility on the field. Ever since college, he's been playing a little this, little of that defensively. And he's already playing his fourth different position in a Marauders uniform tonight. Justice Bigby looks at ball 1, a slider outside. Mike Jarvis getting playing time at both corner outfield spots and both middle infield positions. The 1-0, fastball just below the knees for ball 2. Close. Base is empty, 2 away with the score tied at 1. Chen comes home with it. That pitch low and outside for ball 3. Still trying to develop that feel tonight for the breaking pitch. Has gotten a couple of swings and misses with it. Is 3-0. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Last weekend in Dunedin, season debut, Po Yu Chen finished strong, retired each of the last 12 batters he faced. 3-1. That fastball right there for strike 2, the count full. Six-foot-two right-hander is set. Working quickly, the 3-2 pitch to Bigby is low for ball 4. Just as Bigby says not so fast to Chen and his quick pace here in the second inning. So we'll have to face at least one base runner here in the second. That brings up Derek Hill. Hill, the Tigers' first-round pick back in 2014. The pitch, swinging and a foul back. Good quick hands on this right-handed hitting outfielder. 23rd overall draft pick that year, 2014 by the Tigers. Played 49 games in the big leagues last year, hit .259, 14 runs batted in. Recorded the third fastest sprint speed in the big leagues last year, 30.5 feet per second. An extraordinary athlete. 1-1 pitch. That is low and outside. Had a chance to see Derek Hill when I was calling games in the Eastern League in 2019. He was playing for the AA Erie Seawolves at the time, and tell you what, Derek Hill can go get him. Plays a solid defensive outfield, steals bases, makes diving catches, plays hard. Does it all right, does it all well. 1-1 pitch. Hill takes outside for ball three. Hill landing on the 10-day IL 10 days ago with a right hamstring strain. Next pitch from Chen. And this is low, and that is actually ball three. Had the wrong count here in the book. So it's now 3-1 on Derek Hill. On first base for Lakeland, Justice Bigby. He represents the go-ahead run here in the second. Score tied at one. Chen with a 3-1. Runner breaks, and the pitch is low for ball four. Wyatt Hendry quickly up into a standing position. Didn't need to throw. As the walk forces Bigby up to second, Derek Hill takes first. Back-to-back two-out walks. Poyu Chen with three already tonight. Timeout called and a slow walk out to the hill by Marauders pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo. Quick look up at the big league club tonight. Pirates hosting the Washington Nationals tonight. They're in the top of the second inning. Game scoreless. Bryce Wilson pitching tonight for the Pirates, one of the newest additions to the pitching staff. Worked around a walk in the first inning for a scoreless frame. Mound meeting going on here in Bradenton. All four infielders joining the fold as Poyu Chen gets set to face Christian Santana, who rounded to third his first time up. Got to admire pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo's sock game. Got the old-fashioned looking socks, black socks with the horizontal gold and white stripes. Very classy look. Lakeland threatens here in the second inning. First and second with two away, and the dangerous Christian Santana in the box. Chen dangling that right arm loosely at his side as he gets the sign. Now sets. First pitch to Santana. That's swung on. Line softly up the middle on one bounce. The second baseman, Jerez, takes it to the bag himself. Inning over on the force play. So no harm done here in the second as the Flying Tigers strand a pair. Tied at one as we head to the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
As Po Yu Chen was able to escape trouble in the top of the second inning, we move to the bottom half. Artie the Marauder entertaining the masses here at Lecom Park on this warm Saturday evening. Marauders and Flying Tigers locked at one apiece. And here in the home half of the second, Juan Jerez gets the home club started. Wilkel Hernandez deals, and Jerez backs away from a fastball in tight. Nice buzz in the crowd this evening. As the 1-0 pitch arrives, Jerez looks at strike one on the outer half. Juan Jerez hitting .238 in his first six games. A home run in the opening series last weekend. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, tapped weakly foul. Wilkel Hernandez allowing a two-out solo homer that tied the game in the bottom of the first inning. That coming off the bat of Jacob Gonzalez, his second of the year. The 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Jerez chases in the dirt. Crouch picks it up and fires a bullet down to first in time for the first out. And I think I saw the first baseman, Chris Myers, trying to pantomime to his catcher, Crouch. Hey, I'm still looking into the sun from this angle. And indeed, that's the angle that's toughest on the field during this time of the evening, considering the time of the year. Sun sets out to the west, third base side of the park. Can make things really tough early season for first baseman looking into the setting sun. Here's Mike Jarvis. First pitch, a slow curveball, drops in for a strike. What's especially tough on first baseman here early in the evening, here in the spring, is pickoff moves. Coming from that angle, the 0-1 pitch in tight. Jarvis lifts his arms out of the way. Talked with Jarvis pregame, said not trying to put too much pressure on himself, just taking it day by day. 1-1 pitch, just swinging and a foul back, 1-2. That coming after asking him during our pregame chat if he had any particular points of focus for himself during his first week of play in a Marauders uniform. Choking up slightly, Jarvis gets the 1-2. Breaking ball, swinging a tapper foul. Jarvis, born and raised in San Diego, grew up a Padres fan. Grew up going to Padres games and attended San Diego State. Pirates made him their sixth-round pick last year. 1-2 pitch. That's taken high for ball two. Here comes Hernandez with the motion and the 2-2. Breaking ball up over the head of the ducking Jarvis, and the count is full. Wind picking up, blowing hard across the field from left to right. Hernandez, the windup and the payoff pitch. Jarvis swings and laces one into left field for a base hit. This is going to bounce all the way to the base of the wall as Jarvis chugs into second base and stops right there with a one-out double. Mike Jarvis, another two-bagger, and the Marauders have the go-ahead run in scoring position. And now Jarvis' good friend and former college teammate Wyatt Hendry with a chance to drive him home. Both men speaking highly of each other. Got to talk to Hendry before yesterday's game. Both saying that it's good to have each other around, making the transition to pro baseball. Here's the pitch to Hendry. Wyatt takes a tad low. Jarvis surveying the outfield defense behind him. Big, big gap in left center with the outfield shift on. The 1-0 toss. Swing and a ball high in the air down the right field line. Pushed foul. Wyatt Hendry comes from Palmdale, California, about an hour north of Los Angeles. San Diego State product, again, like Jarvis before him. 1-1 pitch, there goes Jarvis for third. Pitch is high, throw to third is not in time. Jarvis is safe. Mike Jarvis steals third base, and the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away. Outstanding jump from Jarvis as Hernandez dealt that pitch, and he just beat that throw by a hair. Time called by the catcher, Josh Crouch, as his teammates, the infielders, come onto the cut of the grass. First stolen base of the year for Mike Jarvis. The 2-1 pitch to Hendry. He swings and pops it up. Center of the infield near the mound. All four infielders converging. Who's got it? First baseman Myers wants it and nearly collides with his second baseman Santana. But Myers squeezes it to make the two-handed catch for out number two. The type of ball in the air the Marauders would have preferred in that situation. Now it's up to Sungche Chang as he faces a backed-up infield with two outs to bring that go-ahead run home. Hernandez sets away from his chest. Pitch coming to Chang. He swings and pops this one up right side of the infield. First baseman Myers wants this one. Second baseman Santana backpedals onto the grass and makes the catch. Inning over, the Marauders leave a man on third. We head to the third inning here in Bradenton. All tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Nikon.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
A warm Saturday evening in Bradenton, Florida. We welcome you back again to Leecom Park. Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers tied at one apiece. And for those just joining us, here's how this game has unfolded to this point. Top of the first inning, Lakeland got a leadoff hit by pitch on Derek Hill. He later came around to score on a Roberto Campos RBI single. Marauders tied the score quickly in the bottom of the first on a solo shot to left field by Jacob Gonzalez, his second home run of the season. So we move to the third inning. 3-4-5, the meat of the order coming up for the Flying Tigers. Chris Myers, the leadoff man in this inning. Bo-Yu Chen, right-hander, 20-year-old from Taiwan, back to work on the mound. First pitch to Myers, swinging a high fly ball out to left field. Anthony Alford, a chance out there, moving to his right, has it under control. Shy of the track, he makes the catch, one away. Rehabbing Pirates outfielder getting his first defensive opportunity of the evening. Looking right at home out there. Of course, Alford has played his spring training games each of these past two seasons on this very field. Got sidelined with a right wrist sprain late in spring training. Roberto Campos, the next man up. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up behind home plate. Hendry watches as it falls out of play. And onto the extended netting right in front of the booth. That's going to roll down onto the field. Chen fires the 0-1. Breaking ball is high and inside. Campos, the man who brought home the only Flying Tigers run so far. First inning RBI single. And an 8-pitch at bat. The 1-1. He takes a fastball just outside. Chen with a 2-1 offering. That one is popped up on the first base side. Gonzalez gives it a look, but runs out of room. Mm-hmm. Easter celebration tonight here at Lecom Park as opening weekend presented by Pepsi continues. Got some colorful rabbit ear headbands on a couple of our promo crew members roaming the seating bowl. Looking very festive. The 2-2 pitch. Campos swings and misses. He got him on the breaking ball. Bo Yu Chen racks up his third strikeout. Two away here in the third inning. Isaac Pacheco, the next batter up. Two outs, bases empty for Lakeland. Score tied at one. Chen nods to the signal. First pitch coming to Pacheco. He swings and it's a hard high fly ball left center field. Campagna on the run. Coasts into the gap and he makes the catch. Inning over. A clean third inning by Po Yu Chen. We head to the bottom of the third. Still tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night. Presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Moving to the bottom of the third inning at Lecom Park in Bradenton. We welcome you back to this beautiful Saturday evening in Florida. Spencer Smith with you as the Marauders go back to work offensively. Rehabbing Pirates outfielder Anthony Alford steps toward the plate. Placed on the 10-day injured list 12 days ago with a right wrist sprain. Alford stung a line drive to center field his first time up and lined out to the center fielder Campos, who made the running catch. Score tied at one. Alford digs in. Wind up in the pitch by Wilkel Hernandez. It is taken high for ball one. Alford, a Mississippi native, drafted by the Blue Jays originally. Third round pick in 2012 out of Petal High School in his native Mississippi. The 1-0 toss. Alford swings and pops it up. First base side. Myers easing over. Watches as it falls into the crowd. Alford attended Ole Miss during his collegiate days. Played football there. Of course, that was after he'd already begun his baseball career. Made his major league debut in 2017 for the Blue Jays. 1-1 pitch to Alford. He swings and lifts it to right field. Playable for De La Cruz. Moving to his left, sunglasses on. He makes the catch one-handed for the first out. One away for the Marauders as Wilkel Hernandez looks to be working into a groove here. That brings up Jacob Gonzalez, who hit one right on the nose his last time up for a game-tying solo homer. Here's Hernandez with the first toss. Gonzalez takes a slow curveball, a strike. Wilkel Hernandez, 6'3", deals the 0-1. Fastball, jam shot, dribble over toward the right side of the infield. Second baseman Santana has it roll under his glove. He can't make the play. Tough one to make anyway as Jacob Gonzalez reaches first base safely. That'll be ruled an infield single for Gonzalez. Santana had a range very, very far to his glove side. And even if he had looked the ball cleanly into his glove, would have been an extraordinarily tough throw to make. Jace Bowen at the dish for the Marauders. Go ahead, run on first, one out. Hernandez deals. Bowen takes way outside on a curveball. Marauders in the home whites, Flying Tigers in the road grays here in the fifth game of the series. A win tonight would give the Marauders the series victory. They've won three of the first four this week. The 1-0 pitch. Bowen swings and pops it right behind home plate and out of play. With last night's win, Bradenton has also won five of its last six games. 5-2 record now for the Marauders. Flying Tigers, 2-5 to begin their season. The 1-1 pitch. Bowen takes a slow curve. That's too high for ball two. Brief look at the West Division standings in a moment. Marauders up near the top. Bowen gets the 2-1 pitch and lays off high again. 3-1 on the fastball this time. Marauders with their 5-2 record, sitting alone in second place in the West Division, just two games back of first place Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles out to a 7-0 record to begin the year. The set. The 3-1 toss is swung on and lined hard down the left field line, but pulled foul. And last I looked, there were only two undefeated teams left in minor league baseball. That's still the case. Mighty Muscles and the AA Biloxi Shuckers in Biloxi, Mississippi, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Those are the only two undefeated teams at this moment in minor league baseball. 3-2 pitch to Bowen. He takes outside for ball four. Second time tonight, Jace has found his way aboard via the free pass. And it's first and second, one away for the Marauders. Alexander Mojica now with a chance to do some damage. Stroked a crisp opposite field single his first time up. And so with two of his teammates out on the bases, Mojica looks to deliver here in the third. Score tied at one here in Bradenton. Set by Hernandez. Hands together away from his chest. The pitch. Mojica takes a curveball high. That curveball from Hernandez ranging anywhere from 71 to 76 miles per hour. That last one at 76. Gonzalez leads off second for Bradenton. Bowen off of first. The 1-0 pitch to Mojica. Takes a breaking ball here. Called a strike. Stadium lights on. Nearing golden hour here in Bradenton. Shade covering most of the infield. Still plenty of streaks of sunshine across the outfield. 1-1 to Mojica. Swinging a breaking ball and he laces it down the left field line. A foul. And man, that sound of ball meeting bat off Alexander Mojica's bat the last couple games has been so pleasing to the ear. Mojica in his second go-round in Bradenton this season. And his development as a hitter early on this year has been remarkable. A lot more consistent, hard contact. The 1-2 pitch from Hernandez. Swing and a little blooper left center. That is in for a base hit. Gonzalez being waved home around third. Center fielder Campos tossed the ball in toward the plate. And a back pick throw into third base. Jace Bowen dives back in safely. Marauders have the 2-1 lead on the Mojica RBI single. Not hard hit that time, but it gets the job done all the same. Kyle Campos overshooting the cutoff man right near the mound on that play. And luckily for the Marauders, Jace Bowen, well aware of where the ball was, able to dive back in time. Third base coach Gustavo Omana giving him some additional instruction as he stands on third base. And right before Sergio Campana can dig in, a mound visit from pitching coach Juan Pimentel for the Flying Tigers. With a break in the action, some Pirates affiliate scores coming your way. Start with Haye Greensboro tonight. Grasshoppers with a 5-4 lead over the Winston-Salem Dash, White Sox affiliate. A game in the top of the fifth inning. Last night, Greensboro, an 11-10 loss in 10 innings in Winston-Salem. A couple of home runs by a pair of 2021 Marauders in that game. Andy Rodriguez and Sammy Siani both going deep for Greensboro last night. Double-A Altoona leading Richmond 4-1 in Richmond, Virginia, bottom of the fifth. Triple-A Indianapolis, a 16-13 win over St. Paul tonight. So the Indianapolis Indians win their ball game. They're the first Pirates affiliate to finish their game this evening. Here's Sergio Campana. First pitch, taken in the dirt. That gets away from Crouch. And up to second base, standing up. No throw goes Alexander Mojica. Marauders have their first lead of the night. Go-ahead RBI single by Mojica. Scoring Jacob Gonzalez, who reached on an infield single. Jace Bowen, the runner on third. Infield up for the Flying Tigers with one out. Hernandez steps back off the rubber with that right foot. Righty working from more or less the center of the rubber. He sets and deals the 1-0. Campana takes way outside for ball two. Wilkel Hernandez here in the third inning, just not sharp with his command of his pitches. See Josh Crouch lunging and reaching quite a bit with that mitt for a lot of those incoming pitches. Sergio Campana called on strike three for a clock violation, ending the first inning his first time up. The 2-0. He swings hard and fouls it back. One run, one hit for the Flying Tigers. Two runs, five hits for the Marauders. They threaten further, two in scoring position, one gone, and a drawn-in Flying Tigers infield. Hernandez brings the hands together and delivers the 2-1 to Campana. That's taken inside just by a hair for ball three. And a visibly frustrated Hernandez takes a swipe of that ball as it comes back to him. Right-hander comes set. 3-1 pitch to Campana. Swing and a miss. He just chased ball four way off the plate. Bowen on third for the Marauders. Mojica at second. Bradenton trying to break this game open early. Hernandez ready. The 3-2 pitch. Campana swings and lifts it to left field. It's deep. Bigby back toward the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch. Jace Bowen tags from third. He scores easily. Alexander Mojica retreats to second base. It's a sac fly by Sergio Campana. His second RBI of the season. And a 3-1 Marauders lead. So a nice job by Sergio Campana to muscle up and drive that one deep enough to score Bowen. Jace immediately knowing the situation, going back to third, waiting until that ball is caught. Juan Jerez trying to climb out of a mini slump he's been in as of late. Should note that Jerez did have a couple of hits last night. Strikeouts have started to kick up on him a little bit lately. Here's the pitch. Jerez takes in the dirt. That is knocked down by Crouch. I'll be stunned if he hasn't heard this before, but Josh Crouch has the perfect last name for a catcher. And he's also done a great job defensively in this series. Righty facing a right-handed batter. Jerez waits. Here comes the pitch from Hernandez. That is taken low for ball two. Two runs for the Marauders here in the third inning. They've taken lead. Alexander Mojica, RBI single. Sergio Campana, a sac fly. The 2-0 delivery. Jerez swings and smokes one deep down the right field line. Pushed foul. Some action in the Flying Tigers bullpen now. Right-hander Jack Anderson, Tampa native, who we saw earlier in the series, is starting to toss. Jerez gets the 2-1. He takes low for ball three. Alexander Mojica on third, itching to score as the Marauders trying to extend their lead to three. Hernandez is set. Here comes his 3-1 pitch. Jerez swings and sends it foul right back into the screen. Not an ideal pitch count here for Hernandez. He has thrown 61 pitches tonight as we play in the third inning. Handful of three ball counts for the right-hander, including the last two batters in a row. 3-2 pitch to Jerez is taken high for ball four. And the inning rolls right along for the Marauders. Mike Jarvis, who hit a ringing double last time up, will get the opportunity. But first, here comes manager Andrew Graham out of the Flying Tigers dugout. That will be it for Wilkel Hernandez. Bullpen will take over for the Flying Tigers as the Marauders lead 3-1 with two away here in the third inning. And we'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza, and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Right-hander Jack Anderson, the new pitcher for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, a Tampa native and Jesuit High School product, pitching fairly close to home here in Bradenton. As mentioned earlier, this is the second time we're seeing Anderson in this series. The Tigers last year made Anderson their 16th round pick out of Florida State. And Jack here tonight making his third appearance of the young season. So far he's gone 3 1/3 scoreless in his first two appearances. He has struck out four, has not walked a batter, and allowed only two hits to this point. Opponents hitting a .182 against the tough righty. Anderson inherits runners on first and second. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. And Mike Jarvis the batter. Slightly breezy evening here in Bradenton. warm but comfortable. Marauders staked out to a 3-1 lead. Mike Jarvis trying to deliver a hit and extend that two-run advantage. Anderson sets belt high. Looks back at second and the pitch. First one is a slider in there for a strike on Jarvis. Score was tied at one as we came into this bottom of the third inning. Alexander Mojica, an RBI single. Sergio Campana, sack fly to deep left. Jarvis holds the bat loosely away from his body. The pitch comes. He swings and lifts it to center field. Fairly deep. Campos going back. Still going back. Shy of the track. He reaches up and makes the catch, and the inning is over. Marauders strand a pair, but they take the lead. It's 3-1. Moving to the fourth, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Top of the fourth inning coming your way. Lecon Park in Bradenton. Homestanding Marauders lead the Lakeland Flying Tigers 3-1 as we welcome you inside the Lecon Park broadcast booth. Spencer Smith back with you on this warm and comfortable Saturday evening in Bradenton. So the Marauders in front by two as we see Manuel Sequeira lead the way here in the fourth for the visitors. Po Yu Chen back to work for the Marauders. He deals and gets a swing and a pop-up first base side. Gonzalez over. Does he have room? No, he does not. That ball bounces out of play and lands in the upper portion of the seating bowl. There's a woman in the seats up there who grabbed the ball off the floor of the seating bowl right by her seat and handed it down to a kid a few rows in front of her. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Sequeira. He swings and pops it up. This one shallow center field. Second baseman Jerez out. Center fielder Campana in. And the right fielder Jarvis makes the call and the catch. Mike Jarvis puts it away for the first out. Po Yu Chen is trying to get a little more settled back in on the mound for the Marauders. He's retired 5 in a row. Jose De La Cruz next up for the Tigers. The pitch. It's a slider over the outside corner for a strike. Anthony Alford, Pirates rehabbing outfielder, still manning left field tonight. 0-2 at the plate. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a cracked bat, line drive out that way into left field. That's in for a base hit. Alford scoops it up cleanly and returns it towards second base. It's a one-out single by Jose De La Cruz. Was about to add that Alford, 0-2 at the plate. Hit a ball hard in the first inning, though, a line out to center. Overall, moving around smoothly as he works his way back from a right wrist sprain. His swings have looked clean and quick as he works his way back to full strength. Also handled a fly ball in the outfield earlier in the game. First pitch to Josh Crouch, cut on and foul back. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers 1, top of the fourth inning as the sun sets here at Lecom Park. The 0-1 from Chen. That is taken a little wide for ball one. Josh Crouch represents the tying run at the plate for Lakeland. Here's the set and the 1-1. That fastball high and tight, almost hit his elbow, 2-1. Talked about Crouch, drafted by the Tigers, 11th round last year out of Central Florida. Comes from Sebring, Florida, and very familiar with this region here in Manatee County. Previously attended SCF, State College of Florida, 2 years there. 2-1 pitch, low from Chen, 3-1. So Josh Crouch, Flying Tigers catcher, about as local as can be. Partly cloudy night as we move along here in Bradenton. Next pitch swung on and fouled back. That's off the facade of the press box. Look out below. That one falling down in front of the Marauders dugout. And the count is full on the Lakeland backstop. Small leadoff first by De La Cruz. There he goes. Pitch is taken high and inside for ball four. Crouch takes first on the walk. And that puts two aboard now for the Flying Tigers. That pitch count continuing to creep up on Poyu Chen. He's now at 63 pitches as we play here with one out in the fourth inning. Time called. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo is coming out for a mound visit, and this should buy the bullpen some time as there's a right-hander loosening for the Marauders. Trying to get a look at who that is. That's Dante Mendoza, loosening in the Bradenton bullpen. While we have a moment, we had a no-hit bin in the Florida State League a couple of nights ago. Daytona Tortugas were 2 outs away from no-hitting the Palm Beach Cardinals. We have another no-hit bin in progress in the moment. Clearwater Threshers leading the St. Lucie Mets 2-4 out in Port St. Lucie. That game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Clearwater pitching staff with a no-hit bid underway. We'll keep tabs on that one. Here's Justice Bigby for the Flying Tigers. First pitch taking high for ball one. First and second, one away for Lakeland as they threaten, trailing by just 2 runs. Chen sets, trying to escape danger again. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball, swing, and a miss for strike one. Justice Bigby was the Tigers' 19th round selection last year out of Western Carolina. Grew up in Chesapeake, Virginia. Chen ready. He deals the 1-1. That's taken a little high for ball two. Athletic genes run in the family for Justice Bigby. His dad, Scott, played baseball and football at Elizabeth City State University in North Carolina. Bigby in the box, the count 2-1. Here's Chen with the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Well, the fastball, for the most part, continues to be Chen's best pitch tonight. Still fully trying to find the feel for the breaking balls, although the breaking balls he has spotted well have looked excellent. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bigby swings and bounces one to first. Pass the diving Gonzalez into right field. Being waved home is Jose De La Cruz. Throw from right field to the plate is not in time. It's an RBI single by Justice Bigby, and Lakeland is back within one. Josh Crouch stops at second on the play, advancing just one base. And Justice Bigby has his second hit of the season. That's going to be it for Poyu Chen. Jonathan Johnston walks out of the first base dugout. He's going to move to the bullpen and bring Dante Mendoza onto the scene. 3-2, the Marauders lead by a narrow margin here in the fourth inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tall California right-hander Dante Mendoza, the new pitcher into the game for the Marauders. A 3-2 Bradenton lead, as that's just been trimmed. Po-Yu Chen chased from the game after allowing an RBI single to Justice Bigby. So Chen leaves. Runners on first and second for Lakeland. That is the tying and go-ahead runs aboard for the visitors. And we look at Mendoza, native of Torrance, California, just outside the city of Los Angeles. Mendoza making his second outing of the season. Last weekend, 2 1/3 innings of scoreless relief for Dante. Didn't allow a hit in that outing. Struck out 3 batters, walked 1. And he's the man entrusted with protecting this 3-2 lead for the Marauders as the Flying Tigers go back to work at the dish. Derek Hill will get the visitors started on the other side of the pitching change. Righty looks in, gets the sign, brings his hands together away from his chest. The pitch. Swing and a pop-up by Hill out of play behind home plate. Derek Hill reaching a base safely twice tonight. Hit by a pitch in the first, walk in the second. Josh Crouch on second base. Justice Bigby on first. Mendoza lifts his leg and fires. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike. 0-2 on Hill, and we told you we would keep tabs on the no-hit bid by the Clearwater Threshers tonight in Port St. Lucie. That has since ended. St. Lucie Mets' Alex Ramirez breaking it up with a single in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-2 pitch. Hill swings and grounds it to short. Chen gloves it, throws to second for one. Throw to first, a little bit of a double clutch, and it's not in time. So the Marauders get just the one out on the play. 6-4 the putout recorded. And it's man on the corners with two outs for the Flying Tigers. Just the slightest double clutch there by the pivot man, Juan Jerez, trying to make the switch from glove hand to throwing hand. And that happens with a man with a speed like Derek Hill coming down the line. Your chances are nil. Here's Christian Santana. First pitch, he swings and fouls it off his own foot. Both teams scoring one run in the first. RBI single by Roberto Campos in the visitors' half. Jacob Gonzalez, a game-tying solo shot in the bottom half. Marauders jumping back in the lead with two runs in the third inning. The 0-1 pitch. Santana takes in the dirt. A great block by Hendry. Runners both stay put. Bradenton getting a RBI single by Alexander Mojica in the third. That gave them the lead. Sergio Campana added a sac fly. Lakeland pushing back, though, with the Justice Bigby RBI single here in the fourth. 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and lifted to shallow left. Shortstop Chang makes the call on the edge of the grass. Now back onto the infield dirt. Drifting to his left makes the catch. Inning over. So the Marauders do hold the lead for now. 3-2 heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park.
Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Beautiful sunset unfolding here in Manatee County on this Saturday evening at Leecom Park. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Marauders leading the Flying Tigers 3-2. Here is Wyatt Hendry to get the home team started. First pitch misses low from Tampa native right-hander Jack Anderson. Wyatt Hendry, San Diego State product, seventh round pick by the Pirates last year, gets the next pitch and looks at a fastball strike. For the Flying Tigers tonight, one run in the first, one in the fourth. For the Marauders, one run in the first and two in the third inning. Anderson deals the 1-1. Hendry lays off in the dirt. This is the second half of our opening weekend here at Leecom Park. Tonight, opening weekend presented by Pepsi. Some pregame Easter celebration going on. Had a pregame egg hunt out in right field. 2-1 pitch. That's a little bit low for ball three. Got the first postgame fireworks show of the season coming up after tonight's game. Postgame fireworks presented by Budweiser. Here's the windup and the 3-1 delivery. That one is swung on and lifted high in the air to center field. Campos easing back, just shy of the track, settles under it and makes the catch for the first out. Wyatt Hendry put a charge into it, not quite deep enough. Marauders hitting coach Mendy Lopez, coaching first base tonight, giving Hendry an encouraging slap on the backside as he heads back to the Marauders dugout. Lopez liking that swing. Sung-Che Cheng next up. He goes after the first pitch and bounces one to Myers at first. He flips it underhanded to the pitcher Anderson covering, and it's just in the nick of time to get Cheng. Looked like there was a split-second uncertainty there from Myers on whether he would flip it or take it to the bag himself. Flying Tigers figure it out in time, though. Here's Anthony Alford, rehabbing Pirates outfielder, 0-2. And he has handled one opportunity in left field, making a catch on a fly ball earlier tonight. First pitch taken outside on a spinning slider. Alford settled in the box in that crouching stance from the right side. The 1-0, Alford swings, pops it back up this way, out of play. Alford, major league debut in 2017. Here in 2022, his second full season with the Pirates organization. Count 1-1 on the Mississippi native. The pitch. Alford looks at strike two on the fastball at 92. 49 games in the bigs with the Pirates last year for Alford. He hit .233, 5 home runs, 11 RBI, stole 5 bases, but was also caught 6 times. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep to left field. Big B racing to his right. This ball bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Anthony Alford here on rehab assignment gets himself a ground rule double here in the fourth. And that puts a man into scoring position for Bradenton. Had the chance to meet Anthony briefly down by the clubhouse before the game today. Took the time to introduce himself to me and had the strong, firm handshake that you would expect of a former football player. Super nice guy. He's on second base. Runs well as he rehabs that right wrist sprain tonight. Leads off second as Jacob Gonzalez digs in. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez swings and fights it foul off to the right. Two runs on 3 hits tonight for Lakeland. 3 runs on 6 hits for Bradenton. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Gonzalez. There's a swing and a dribbler foul over toward the Lakeland dugout. Marauders trying to take advantage of that runner in scoring position. Re-extend this 1-run lead. Anderson sets. Checks Alford at second. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Gonzalez chases the breaking ball in the dirt. Strike 3. Alford left stranded at second after his double. We head to the fifth. It's the Marauders 3, the Flying Tigers 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here in the top of the fifth inning for the visiting Flying Tigers. Looking at 3, 4, 5 in the order coming up here in Bradenton. Leacom Park, a lovely Saturday evening. And an outstanding crowd on hand as Game 5 continues to unfold in this 6-game series. Chris Myers, Flying Tigers first baseman, leads the way here in the fifth. Dante Mendoza back for more relief work. He deals, and Myers looks at a knee-high strike on the Mendoza fastball at 93. Spencer Smith with you, welcoming you back to Leacom for the fifth inning. A 3-2 lead for the Marauders over Lakeland. The 0-1 pitch to Myers. That breaking ball bends outside for ball one. Welcome also any Flying Tigers fans listening in tonight or tuned in to the MILB TV broadcast. Lakeland not employing a broadcaster this season, so happy to provide you with all the action. 1-1 pitch, Myers swings and lifts this one high to left field. Anthony Alford easing to his right a couple of steps. Has this one under control, he makes the catch for out number one. Perfect 2-for-2 in the outfield on Catches made on fly balls out there for Anthony Alford tonight on rehab assignment. And in fact, both of those have come off the bat of Chris Myers. So Dante Mendoza faces Roberto Campos next. He delivers, and Campos looks at a slider low. Marauders wrap up the homestand tomorrow afternoon with a noon start time. First new noon start time of the season tomorrow afternoon. As Marauders wrap up the series with the Flying Tigers. Next pitch is swung on and smoked up the middle on the ground into center for a base hit. Roberto Campos with his second hit of the game. And after the Marauders wrap up this series tomorrow, a Monday off day, league-wide, minor league baseball-wide, and Tuesday, Marauders hit the road to the Atlantic coast of Florida. Heading out to Daytona Beach, take on the Tortugas. Isaac Pacheco, next man up. First pitch, she lays off low. Lights are on here at Lecom. Sky is almost a royal blue color tonight as the 1-0 pitch comes. Pacheco swings and grounds into second. Backhanded by Jerez. Glove flip to Chang for one. On to first, a double play. 4-6-3, inning over. We head to the bottom of the fifth here at Lecom. Marauders 3, Flying Tigers 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jace Bowen leads off for the Marauders here at Lecom Park. Bradenton 3, Lakeland 2 on this warm Saturday evening. Wind-up and the pitch by right-hander Jack Anderson misses low for ball one. Saw some brilliant defense up the middle to end the top of the fifth inning. 4-6-3 inning-ending double play turned by the Marauders. Glove flip by Juan Jerez started it. Next pitch to Bowen misses down. Two balls and no strikes on Bowen, who has walked each of his first two plate appearances tonight. The motion and Anderson with a 2-0. Bowen takes outside for ball three. Jack Anderson, Florida State product, drafted just last year by the Tigers. Tampa native, Jesuit High School. 3-0 pitch. Fastball pounded on the ground. A fair ball behind the bag. Long throw across by Pacheco. And the throw to first is right there to get Bowen for the first out. Jace Bowen getting the green light 3-0 and hit it hard. But right to Pacheco at the hot corner. One down. Here's the guy really swinging the hot stick right now. Alexander Mojica. Three-hit game last night. He has two tonight. Anderson with the windup and the pitch. Mojica takes low. Mojica, single in the first inning. An RBI single in the third inning. That put the Marauders in front. They have held the lead ever since. Windup in the 1-0. Mojica looks at a fastball strike. Mojica, long lauded for his discipline and his power. Lethal combination at the plate. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings and bounces it weakly up the third base line. This ball rolls foul. Last season, Mojica, career-high 9 home runs. Did strike out more than he walked, but all things considered, a guy playing the majority of the season last year in the low-A Southeast, which it was known as at the time, of course, last year. Mojica playing the majority of last season at the age of 18. All things considered, not a bad year for him last year. Here at age 19, showing remarkable improvement. The 1-2, swinging a soft liner up the middle. One hop off the chest of the second baseman, Santana. Throw to first is in time to get Mojica. Santana with a quick recovery, and there are two outs for the Marauders. That ball also hit right on the screws as Mojica had that one almost eat up Santana, but he was able to grab the ricochet and make the full recovery. Here's Sergio Campana, who brought home a run last time with a sac fly to deep left. Pitch by Anderson, swinging at a foul tip into the mitt. Sergio Campana from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Just turned 20 years old a few weeks ago. Here's the 0-1 offering. Campana takes wide for a ball. For the Flying Tigers tonight, 2 runs, 4 hits. Marauders, 3 runs, 6 hits. A win tonight gives the Marauders the series victory. They won 3 of the first 4 this week against Lakeland. 1-1, swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Sergio Campana shortens up and goes the opposite way. 2-out base runner for the Marauders. That brings up Juan Jerez. Jerez coming off a 2-hit game last night. Also drove in a run in last night's 3-1 win. Marauders lead this one 3-2 as we play in the fifth. Anderson deals. Jerez swings big and misses. Darkening skies all around us. Sky, royal blue colors. We move deeper into the evening. Looked to be a momentary delay there. I think Campana was getting that little oven mitt hand protector onto his left hand. Here's a set by Anderson. The 0-1 pitch. Spiked into the dirt, and that sails for the backstop. Campana hustles up to second base, takes a wide turn, and almost halfway to third base as he stares from afar at the catcher, Josh Crouch. Campana really loves to play the games out there on the base paths, and actually saw him steal home on the first road trip last season when he was still with the club. Always a threat on the base paths. Campana into scoring position for the Marauders. Jerez looking to deliver a base hit that'll plate his teammate. Anderson set to the belt. The 1-1 pitch, Jerez looks at a fastball for a strike right down the middle. One and two the count. Jerez, the 20-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican, gets the 1-2, swings and foul tips it into the mitt of Crouch, strike 3, inning over. Marauders leave Campana on second. We head to the 6 here in Bradenton. It's the Marauders 3, the Flying Tigers 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lincoln Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lincoln Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lincoln Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Lincoln Park in Bradenton, a 3-2 Marauders lead over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Dante Mendoza back to work in long relief for the Marauders. He faces 6, 7, and 8 in the Flying Tigers' order. Two runs on four hits tonight for the Flying Tigers. Three runs on seven hits for the leading Marauders. Pitch to Manuel Sequeira. Take it inside for ball one. Well, the evening is finished for rehabbing Pirates outfielder Anthony Alford. Randy Romero takes his place in left field. 1-0 pitch from Mendoza. Here's a swing and a ground ball hit hard, foul up the third baseline. Anthony Alford finishes his evening. 1-for-3 at the plate, a ground rule double to left field in his final at-bat in the fourth inning. And handled two easy fly balls in left field. So he's finished after five innings of play tonight. Rehabbing after that right wrist sprain he suffered in spring training. Pirates hope to have him as an option back in their outfield in the big leagues before long. 1-1 pitch. Sequeira takes a big breaking ball inside, 2-1. Mendoza, exclusively from the stretch, kicks and delivers the 2-1. That's way inside. For ball three, Manuel Sequeira, the Tigers' number 12 prospect, according to Baseball America, 0-for-2 in this game, and 0-for-13 in this series. The 2-2 pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep to left field. Back goes Romero. He is looking up. This ball is gone, and this game is tied. Manuel Sequeira with his first home run of the season. This game knotted at 3 apiece here in the sixth inning. Big mistake pitch out over the heart of the plate by Mendoza, and it gets crushed. Ball launched a couple rows deep into the left field bleachers here at Lincoln. Here's Jose De La Cruz. Pitch, a big bender, drops into the zone for a strike for Mendoza. Mendoza sets and deals the 0-1. There's a breaker again. This one misses high and inside. Dante Mendoza making his full season debut here in 2022. Acquired from Cleveland back in November of 2018. 1-1 pitch is low and outside. Mendoza, one of the dwindling numbers of Pirates minor leaguers who played for the Bristol Pirates of the Appalachian League back in 2019. Next pitch swung on, lifted to right field. Jarvis trotting to his left. And back a little bit. Makes the catch on the light jog for the first down. Mike Jarvis playing his fourth different position already this season. Looking good, looking comfortable out there in right field. So this game now tied at three thanks to a big swing off the bat of Manuel Sequeira. Drilling one to the left field bleachers here at Lecom as Dante Mendoza faces Josh Crouch. He's 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. First pitch, he swings the breaking ball and taps it foul. These two teams really playing close and tight baseball for the majority of this series. Mendoza with the 0-1. Crouch swings and hits this one way up high in the air down the left field line. Foul. Well, this tight matchup this week goes all the way back to the series opener Tuesday night. 4-3 walk-off win for the Marauders. Sung-Chae Cheng coming up with a game-winning hit in the ninth inning. 4-0 shutout win for Bradenton Wednesday. Flying Tigers a 9-5 victory Thursday. The 0-2 pitch now. Swinging a pop foul out of play. We'll do it again. And last night, a close 3-1 win for the Marauders. Junior Thibault coming on for the save in last night's game. Did face some adversity. He gave up a couple of walks in the ninth. Was able to work around trouble for the Marauders' win. 0-2 on Crouch. Here's the pitch from Mendoza. Check swing of the pitch in the dirty. Went around wide. Hendry picks it up after knocking it down and applies the tag for out number two. Filthy stuff for Mendoza. Fools Crouch. That brings up Justice Bigby. It was Bigby's RBI single in the fourth inning that at the time cut the Marauders' lead to one run. Righty on righty, bases empty. Pitch by Mendoza. Breaking ball. Drops into the zone. A strike. Another right-hander tossing in the Marauders' pen now. Mendoza's 0-1 offering. That fastball is swung at it. Missed for strike two. Here's the set by the tall right-hander. 0-2 pitch to Bigby. Swing and a bouncer foul. An 0-2 pitch coming. Bigby turns away from a curveball and misses inside for ball one. Marauders and Flying Tigers knotted up at three. Right-hander Carlos Jimenez, the man tossing in the bullpen. For the Marauders, the 1-2 pitch. And misses high from Mendoza for ball two. Dante last season in the Florida Complex League. Limited action, three appearances. Three runs allowed over 3 2/3 total innings. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss with a breaking ball. He chased in the dirt. Hendry throws down to first, completing the strikeout. And the inning is over. Good recovery from the home run ball by Mendoza. But the game is tied 3-3, moving to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys.
Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mike Jarvis is set to lead off the home half of the sixth inning for the Marauders here at Leecom Park. Darkening skies over downtown Bradenton on this warm Saturday. And so Mike Jarvis, who is 1-for-2 with a double tonight, will step in against new right-hander Francisco Jimenez. 23-year-old from the Dominican lifts his leg and deals, and the first pitch to Jarvis swung on and fouled back. Score tied at 3 between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Fifth game of the series. Marauders winning 3 of the first 4 this week. Francisco Jimenez, 6'2", 194 pounds. Right-hander sets and is 0-1. Jarvis looks at a fastball at 92 for strike 2. Jarvis rocketed a double to left field in the second inning. Stole third but was left stranded. A deep fly out his second time up, ending the third inning. He gets the 0-2, swings at a breaking ball, and fouls it back, staying alive. Jarvis, one of the few Marauders tonight, showing the high black socks. Home white uniform, all dirty from dives and slides throughout the game. The pitch, 0-2, swinging a hard ground ball, bashed foul past third. Right-hander Carlos Lomeli is tossing in the Bradenton bullpen. Jimenez lets the arm hang by his side as he gets the sign. Now he sets. The 0-2 again. Jarvis swings and pokes it up the middle. Base hit to center field. Mike Jarvis, another two-hit night. He's seeing the ball well. And the Marauders have the go-ahead run aboard to begin the sixth inning. So the two former San Diego State Aztecs batting next to each other in the lineup tonight. Mike Jarvis and Wyatt Hendry trying to get the job done offensively for the Marauders. With this game tied, Bradenton trying to retake the lead. Jimenez sets and delivers to Hendry. Taken outside and a threat of a snap throw, but it didn't come from Josh Crouch. It was a big secondary leadoff first from Mike Jarvis. Right-hander Jimenez ready, and the 1-0. That's swung on, lifted to left center field. That drops in for a base hit. Jarvis around second. He's hustling into third base. Digging for two is Hendry. The relay throw is not in time. Hendry is safe with a double. Two men on in scoring position and nobody out for the Marauders, and a golden opportunity here for Sung Che Chang. Francisco Jimenez draws a mound visit from his catcher, Josh Crouch, before going to work on Chang. No shortage of excitement for you tonight. This game has been close and tight from the very get-go. Chang, 0-for-3 tonight, came into this game hitting .320 over his first seven games. Three of the four infielders playing up, and now the right side of the infield will back up into standard depth with the lefty batter at the plate. Chang noticing this. The pitch. Chang swings and grounds it into the right side of the infield. Second baseman coming home with it, and it is not in time! Jarvis beats the throw home, standing up, scoring, and the Marauders are back in front. It's 4-3. That was a strong throw there by Santana, whose momentum was carrying him away from home plate. And he decided to take the risky route, and he pays the price for it. So Wyatt Hendry advances to third base on the play. Sungchae Chang on first safely on the fielder's choice. Here's Randy Romero for his first at-bat. He replaces rehabbing Pirates outfielder Anthony Alford. As mentioned, finishes his night 1-for-3. Josh Crouch from behind the plate calls time. First and third, still nobody out. Bradenton back on top, 4-3. Pitch by Jimenez. That's a fastball for a strike. Speedster Randy Romero, native of Mexico, tapping the bat gently on his shoulder, waiting for the pitch. Here it is. Runner breaks for second. Pitch to strike. Throw to second base is not in time. A stolen base for Sungchae Chang, his team-leading third of the season, and he, too, is into scoring position. All four infielders up now. Flying Tigers want to prevent this deficit from growing larger if they can. The 0-2 pitch. Romero swings and pops it foul. Wyatt Hendry, leading runner on third base. Sungchae Chang at second. Here is the set. Jimenez deals. Breaking ball swung on. Popped up. Shallow center. Santana, the second baseman, out. This is caught. And he falls back onto the grass. Tagging from third and scoring is Wyatt Hendry. Remaining at second base is Sungchae Chang. A sack fly to shallow center field. As the second baseman, Santana, had his momentum, making him backpedal, and he falls onto his back in the outfield grass. Plenty of time for Hendry to score. That's an RBI for Randy Romero. Still only one gone in the inning, and Jacob Gonzalez with a chance to bring a run home. Marauders now leading 5-3. Jimenez fires. Gonzalez lifts his arms up and out of the way. Pitch low and inside. Sungchae Chang at second base, reaching on the fielder's choice that scored the go-ahead run. He stole second base. The 1-0. Gonzalez swings and lines it to short. Out of the reach of the shortstop, Sequeira into left center for a hit. Chang gets the stop sign at third base. Gonzalez is coming to second as a throw from the outfield comes home. And now the throw goes into no man's land near home plate. And Chang scores! A loony, wacky play as the Marauders bring another run home. It's 6-3. That Gonzalez base hit went into left center field. Center fielder Campos made the throw home. Catcher Josh Crouch coming off the plate. The pitcher Jimenez had to cover home. And it was just a hair too late as the Flying Tigers recovered the ball. So now a 3-run lead for Bradenton. Jace Bowen is next up. Jacob Gonzalez on second base with one out. Jimenez deals, and the pitcher swung on and foul back. So Jacob Gonzalez taking second base as that throw came in the general direction of home plate. Probably the best way of describing that throw that missed its mark by a wide margin. The 0-1 pitch, Bowen takes in the dirt, a good block by Crouch. So Jacob Gonzalez on second base with one out. Jace Bowen trying to bring him home and further beef up this Marauders lead. The pitch, Bowen swings through a slider, strike two. Three-run rally here in the sixth for the Marauders, retaking the lead, looking to add more. Tallon, open stance by Bowen from the right side. He gets the 1-2, swings through a breaking ball for strike three. First time Bowen has been set down on strikes tonight. Francisco Jimenez gets the second out of the inning. Not out of the woods yet as Alexander Mojica digs into the box. So a clarification on the Jacob Gonzalez play. That's been ruled a single. He advances to second on the throw toward the plate. As Mojica gets the first pitch and takes in the dirt. Crouch with a good block. Working around the feet of Mojica. He keeps it in front. And further clarification on the Gonzalez play. An RBI has been awarded to Jacob Gonzalez. So he advances to second on the throwing error by the center fielder Campos, but does get credit for the run batted in on the play. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Mojica swings and misses for strike one. He took a mighty rip. Here's the set by Jimenez, the 1-1. Big breaking ball, too high for ball two. Not an ideal inning here for Francisco Jimenez out of the Lakeland bullpen. Marauders leading by three here in the sixth. The 2-1 pitch, Mojica swings and misses for strike two. Another big cut. Jimenez, 22 pitches thrown here in the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch, Mojica swings and lifts it high in the air, deep to left field. Campos back, has a beat on it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over, but the Marauders rally back in front for three runs, and they lead it 6-3, heading to the seventh. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Carlos Lomeli takes over to pitch for the Marauders as we make our way to the seventh inning at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Lomeli making just the second appearance of his professional career here tonight. And he is set to face the top of the order for Lakeland. Derek Hill, rehabbing Tigers outfielder, going a little deeper into tonight's game than he did last night. Lomeli pitches from the stretch, deals the first one, and gets a fastball in there for a strike. Carlos Lomeli, 6'2", 195 pounds, from the Los Angeles area. Bellflower, California, his home. 23-year-old was the Tiger, with the Pirates, rather, 17th round pick last year. Here's a swing and a high fly ball down the right field line. It's deep, and it is slicing foul. Just shy of home run distance. Almost had extra bases written all over it. But instead, just a long strike off the bat of Derek Hill. He's 0 for 1, but has reached base safely twice. Hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the second. Lomeli drafted out of St. Mary's College in California. 17th round last year by the Buccos. Lomeli working with a 3-run lead. He comes set, belt high. Kicks and delivers the 0-2. Breaking ball is high. Lomeli with the long, dark brown hair spilling out from underneath the black hat. Delivers the 1-2. Spiked into the dirt for ball two. Fastball slider combo for Carlos Lomeli. 23-year-old right-hander gets the sign and sets. His 2-2 pitch is high and inside, and that sails to the backstop. Coming close to the head of Derek Hill. He works the count full. In his final collegiate season, Carlos Lomeli, the Gales' Friday starter, spent the summer pitching in the MLB Draft League for the West Virginia Black Bears. 3-2 pitch. That is swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Derek Hill. Good start to things out of the Marauders' pen for Carlos Lomeli in his home debut. One away for Christian Santana, who is 0-3. Marauders 6, Flying Tigers 3, top of the 7th inning. Pitch by Lomeli, Santana swings and it's a hard liner to short. One hop backhand by Chang, throw to first, in time, two away. Solid play by Sungche Chang, hanging with that hard hit ball to his backhand side. That ball taking him onto the outfield grass, and he made the long throw on target. Jacob Gonzalez at first base pointing to Chang as if to say, way to go, well done. Now the redheaded Chris Myers will step in. He's 0 for 2 with a first inning walk. First pitch from Lomeli. Myers checks his swing and looks at a breaking ball that's a strike anyway. Carlos Lomeli, the second St. Mary's player drafted by the Pirates in the last 4 years. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Myers swings and taps it foul. The other St. Mary's Gale, drafted recently by the Pirates. Right-handed pitcher Connor Leprick, a 2019 Marauder. Drafted in the 20th round in 2018 when Carlos Lomeli was a freshman. The set by the righty. 0-2 toss to Myers. That's outside, a ball. At the time of the draft, Carlos's head coach Greg Moore said he's been a winner for 4 years, and what he does with the ball will translate well in professional baseball for a long time. Lomeli's 1-2 pitch. Myers takes way upstairs. Hendry springing up out of his crouch to snare that ball. Two balls and two strikes from Lomeli to Myers. Top of the 7th inning, two outs, and the base is empty. Right-hander's pitch, swung on, grounded to third. That's out of the reach of Alexander Mojica and rolls into the left field for a single. Randy Romero up with the ball quickly, gets it into the infield. So the Flying Tigers not going down without a fight here in the 7th. So as we play here in the 7th, looking back on what Marauders pitching has had to battle tonight, only one clean inning for Marauders pitching. That was in the third when Poyu Chen retired the side in order. Roberto Campos swings the first pitch here, pops it out of play, first base side. for the Flying Tigers tonight. One run in the first, one in the fourth, one in the sixth. For the Marauders, one in the first, two in the third inning, and three to retake the lead in the sixth inning. Lomeli's 0-1 to Campos. That's taken high. Lomeli, growing up a Dodgers fan while growing up in Orange County, just south of Los Angeles, his hometown, La Habra, California. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball. That is in for strike two. Beautifully spotted. Lomeli also attended Angels games regularly. Grew up about a 15-minute drive away from Angels Stadium. His 1-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. It's a goose egg on the board by Carlos Lomeli here in the seventh. And it's time to stretch here in Bradenton. 6-3, the Marauders lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Leecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders leading 6-3 here at Leecom Park as Marty the Marauder entertains fans from atop the first base dugout during the inning break. We have stood, we have stretched, and now here is Sergio Campagna to lead off for Bradenton in the bottom of the seventh inning. And looks like we have a pitch clock violation right from the get-go from the new right-hander, Eric Rodriguez. Plate umpire Matt Watkowski signaling such. 1-0 pitch to Campagna. That swung on and fouled right back this way, and that's going to stay right on top of the roof. So Eric Rodriguez, a little rude welcoming to the game here as the clock violation makes it 1-0. So 1-1 as Campagna calls time before the next pitch. Rodriguez looks in for the signal from Crouch. Now is set. Lifts his leg and delivers. 1-1 is swung on and missed. Campagna chased low. That's strike two. Eric Rodriguez making his season debut. 19 appearances in the Florida Complex League last season for the stocky right-hander. The 1-2 pitch. That bounces up there for a ball. Eric Rodriguez, a 5'10", 185-pound, 20-year-old right-hander from Minatitlan in Mexico. He's a third man out of the pen tonight for Lakeland. He comes home with a 2-2 pitch. And breaker is in the dirt. Good layoff by Campagna. Count full on the speedy Marauders center fielder. Campagna tonight, a strikeout looking, a sac fly, and a single. The set. Right-hander kicks and delivers the payoff. Campagna swings and bounces it up the middle. Second baseman Santana takes it near the bag. Off-balance throw to first. Pulls Myers off the bag. Ball gets away, and Campagna hustles up to second. No big deal with that speed of his. Oh, man. That ball got jarred loose as Campagna made his way into first base. It rolled into right field, and now Campagna appears to be a little bit shaken up. Both the Marauders' first and third base coaches coming up to take a look at him. As we look at the replay here, and it looked like there was a small collision there. Like Campagna came pretty hard into the hand or the arm of Chris Myers, the first baseman. First base coach Mendy Lopez taking a good look at Campagna. Third base coach Gustavo Omano is also out there. Sergio looks to be good to go now. Juan Jerez will step in for the Marauders. Nobody out. Good speed on second base. Bradenton already leading by three here in the seventh. Rodriguez fires, and the first pitch swung on and fouled back this way off the facade of the radio booth, and that'll roll back down. Nice one-handed grab made by Mike Jarvis, waiting his turn on deck. This warm evening here in Bradenton, a 6-3 Marauders lead. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Jerez awaits the 0-1. The pitch. Jerez swings and lifts it to right field. De La Cruz charging in, and he drifts with it, making the catch. Runner tagging. Throw from right field goes into third base, and a dead duck at third base is Sergio Campagna. A bold decision trying to tag from second and take third, but a strong throw from Jose De La Cruz nails him. And now Campagna, a little bit slow to get up at first. Now he's on his way over toward the dugout. So a double play. 9-5 the putout recorded. And after the leadoff man on second base, it's now bases empty suddenly with two outs. Here's Mike Jarvis. 2-for-3 tonight. Pitch by Rodriguez. Jarvis swings and misses through the slider. Right-hander comes set and deals to Jarvis, who takes in the dirt for a ball. Clarification on that Sergio Campagna play. That was ruled an error all the way. Throwing error charged to Christian Santana, his third error of the season. Marauders still trying to extend their three-run lead as the seventh inning continues. Rodriguez deals, and a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop position. Oh, good play by Sequeira. He reaches and throws to first. A little low, but the out recorded anyway. And the inning is over. Marauders get nothing in the seventh. We head to the eighth. Bradenton 6, Lakeland 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule.
like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Isaac Pacheco, the man to lead off the eighth inning for the Flying Tigers here in Bradenton. Carlos Lomeli deals the first pitch. It's low and inside, just skipping past the shoe tops of Isaac Pacheco. Spencer Smith here back with you at Lecom Park on this warm Saturday evening. Marauders lead it 6-3 as Lomeli lifts his leg and deals. Swing and a miss by Pacheco. Big rip. Big difference maker in this game, bottom of the sixth inning, is when the Marauders pulled away from Lakeland, breaking a 3-3 deadlock with a three-run rally. That's how they've built this 6-3 lead. Marauders also getting one run in the first inning, two in the third. Here comes the 1-1 from Lomeli. There's a swing and a line drive past the first baseman into right field for a base hit. A long run for Jarvis. And going for two is Pacheco. Throw from right field will go into the cutoff man. It's a leadoff double here in the eighth by Isaac Pacheco. Flying Tigers have missed his presence in the middle of the order, and he has been penciled into the lineup regularly, but just has not had the hits to show for it this week. That's just his second hit of the series, as Pacheco gives the start to the inning that the Tigers wanted. Manuel Sequeira next up. He absolutely obliterated a ball for a solo homer out to left field back in the sixth inning. Lomeli deals to him and comes too far inside for a ball. Three runs on seven hits, two errors for the Flying Tigers. For the Marauders, six runs on 10 hits. Lomeli sets, a leadoff second by Pacheco. And the pitch, fastball lined into left field. Romero coming in, he has to play it on a hop. There's the stop sign at third base for Pacheco. Throw from left field goes toward the cutoff man near the mound. So it's a single for Sequeira, and the Flying Tigers will bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out. Jose De La Cruz, the man for the job. Certainly some dangerous power in this bat. As we saw De La Cruz go deep for a three-run homer as part of a six-run Lakeland rally in the third inning on Thursday night. First and third, nobody out. The pitch, big breaking ball for a strike. This is Carlos Lomeli's second inning of work tonight. Pitched around a two-out single for a scoreless seventh inning. His 0-1 to De La Cruz. Breaking ball away. Good snag backhanded by Hendry. De La Cruz 1-for-3. Singled in the fourth. Came around to score. The righty is set with men on the corners. 1-1 pitch. High and inside for ball two. Po-Yu Chen 3 1/3 innings as the Marauders starter tonight. His command came and went. Dante Mendoza, 2 2/3 innings after him. Carlos Lomeli, second man out of the pen this evening. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, cracked bat, flare, shallow right field. Out goes the second baseman, out of the reach of the diving Jerez. A run scores on the play as Jerez falls into a heap down the right field line. And up to third base on the play goes Manuel Sequeira. Jerez up to his feet now. He's walking slowly back to his position. And things are starting to get a little hairy for the Marauders now in this eighth inning. That brings pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. Another look at that last play, a little blooper near the right field line. Jerez had it go just out of his reach on a valiant diving effort. Mike Jarvis, the man to get it in from the outfield. For those just joining us, a little bit of back and forth tonight in the scoring department between these two teams. Flying Tigers struck first in the top of the first inning. Marauders struck back on a solo homer by Jacob Gonzalez. Two runs in the third put Bradenton in front. Lakeland climbed back, though, one run each in the fourth and the sixth. Bradenton, with the recently mentioned three-run rally in the bottom of the sixth, retook the lead. But now a 6-4 game here in the eighth inning. Tying run aboard and the go-ahead run to the plate for the Flying Tigers. Here's Josh Crouch. Pitch by Lomeli, breaking ball, popped up, first base side. This will find the crowd. RBI bloop single by Jose De La Cruz. He's on first base. Manuel Sequeira moving first to third on the bloop hit. That scored Isaac Pacheco. Lomeli deals, and that pitch is lined into right field. Jarvis coming in. He has to play it on a hop. That scores another run. Stopping at second is Jose De La Cruz. And it's an RBI single for Josh Crouch, and the Flying Tigers are back within one. Xavier Concepcion has been warming up in the Marauders bullpen as things are starting to get out of hand here for the Marauders in the eighth inning. Time call, that's going to be it for Lomeli. He was so sharp in the seventh inning, but a rocky eighth inning here for the right-hander. He's going to leave with two men aboard and nobody out. A one-run ball game. Xavier Concepcion is on the pitch. 6-5 Marauders hanging on. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Xavier Concepcion enters the game for the Marauders in a tough spot. He inherits runners on first and second and nobody out here in Bradenton. Marauders clinging to a suddenly tight 6-5 lead. Justice Bigby, the man at the plate, as Concepcion, the right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, enters. He deals and the first pitch misses high for ball one. Justice Bigby, 1-for-2, an RBI single in the fourth, a walk in the second, struck out swinging his last time in the sixth inning. For the Flying Tigers, Jose De La Cruz on second, Josh Crouch on first base, the 1-0 toss. Fastball, bounce to third, Mojica gloves it, he steps on third for one, off-balance throw to first, in time to get Bigby! Just what the doctor ordered, a 5-3 double play, what a job by Alexander Mojica. Up to second base goes Josh Crouch. Two much-needed outs for the Marauders here in the eighth inning. Alexander Mojica making that throw to first base without having to bounce it. And for a guy that continues to split time between third base and first base, he continues to handle third base pretty well. Here's Derek Hill, rehabbing Tigers center fielder from the right side. The pitch by Concepcion, a swing and a miss through the slider. That double play ball really put a new charge into the crowd here at Lecom. Tying run on second still for Lakeland as Derek Hill looks to bring him home. Right-hander deals. 0-1 pitches. Tapped weakly foul. No balls and two strikes on Derek Hill. Hit by a pitch, a walk, a fielder's choice, and a strikeout. That's his line so far offensively. Hill, the DH tonight for Lakeland, rehabbing a right hamstring strain. Landed him on the injured list. At the end of spring training, the 0-2 pitch is high and tight. That almost nicks him. Hill just turning out of the way quickly of that pitch, and Concepcion almost had a frustrating end to that plate appearance. Josh Crouch, the runner on second for the Flying Tigers. He represents the tying run. Marauders 6, Lakeland 5. Now a step off the rubber by Concepcion. He's making his second appearance of the season. Two scoreless innings on Wednesday night against the Flying Tigers. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a weak dribbler toward short. Chang charges. He gloves it. Throw to first. In time to retire Hill. And the inning is over. The Tigers get a couple, but the Marauders maintain the lead at 6-5. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders leading by one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders looking for insurance runs now as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Flying Tigers suddenly breathing down Bradenton's collective neck again. 6-5 the score, home team in front. Wyatt Hendry leads off for the Marauders. Eric Rodriguez deals, and the right-hander gets a swing and a foul back. Little mini rally for the Flying Tigers in the top of the eighth inning, stringing four straight hits together off Carlos Lamelli. He was chased from the game. Xavier Concepcion came on and put out the fire and preserved the lead. 0-1 to Hendry. Swung on, popped up, out of play on the first base side. Quickly 0-2 on the Marauders catcher, the number 9 hitter in the order. Rodriguez comes set, and the righty fires. Hendry swings and grounds it to third, fielded cleanly by Pacheco. Toss across to first, in time to get Hendry. One away. You want tension, you want drama, you've got it tonight. This has been a close game from the very beginning. And neither team has really pulled away very far from the other at any point tonight. Sungche Chang next up for the Marauders. Leadoff man is 0 for 4 tonight. Faces a shifted over infield. The pitch, Chang swings, lifts his one down the left field line, foul. One run for each team in the first inning. Marauders took the lead with a pair in the third. Lakeland battled back, one run in the fourth, one in the sixth. Bradenton retook the lead, three runs in the sixth inning. Lakeland fought back in the top of the eighth to make it close. 0-1 to Chang, misses high. Chang showing bunt, pulled it back in time. Sungche Chang, Marauders could use him aboard here in the bottom of the eighth to add on to this slim one-run lead. The pitch. Chang looks at one on the outer half, called strike two. Bearded right-hander Eric Rodriguez comes set and fires the 0-2, the 1-2 rather. Swung on, slashed, foul, third base side by Chang. Chang played in some winter ball over the past winter. Played for Caimanes de Colombia. Helped Team Colombia win the Caribbean Series when all is said and done. The 1-2 pitch. Way upstairs for ball two. Chang, in fact, the first ever Taiwanese player to participate in the annually heralded Caribbean Series. Also appeared in a couple of Major League spring training games for the Pirates this year. 2-2 pitch, swing, and a flare down the left field line, push foul. Chang hit a three-run homer in one of the games that he played in for the Pirates in spring training. Game-tying three-run shot against the Blue Jays right over the left center field wall here at Leacock Park. Here he faces a 2-2 count, bases empty. The pitch, Chang swings and pokes it foul, sort of throwing his bat at that pitch. And Chang will see pitch number 7 next. Infield shifting over against the left-handed batter. First baseman Myers playing deep, guarding the line. 2-2 pitch again, swing and a one-hopper to third. Scorched, but Pacheco handles it. Throw to first. Nearly pulls Myers off the base, but he maintains contact. Toes on the bag for out number two. Myers throughout this series showing good athleticism over there around first base and receiving many off-target throws from his infielders. He's done a good job, though. Two away for Randy Romero. The pitch, Randy takes a fastball a bit high. Romero delivered a sac fly to shallow center field, his first plate appearance. That was in the sixth inning. And the Marauders' three-run rally. That remains the difference in this game. The 1-0. Romero swings through the fastball. Strike two. Check that. Strike one. Romero came on for the sixth inning, a replacement for outfielder Anthony Alford on rehab assignment from the Pirates. 1-1 pitch. Romero takes in the dirt. Anthony Alford, placed on the 10-day injured list by the Pirates almost 2 weeks ago with a right wrist sprain. This was his first rehab action this spring. Looked good, looked comfortable out there. 2-1 pitch, fastball, hard up the middle on the ground right behind the second base bag. Santana gathers it, long hop to first on the throw, but it's in time to get Romero. And that's all for the eighth inning. We go to the ninth, a thin 6-5 lead. Three outs to go for the Marauders to win it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park.
Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We go to the ninth inning. Xavier Concepcion remains in the game in relief for the Marauders. Three outs to go for another Marauders victory. He deals to Christian Santana. A first pitch breaking ball is in the zone for a strike. Spencer Smith back here with you at Leecom Park as the Marauders look for their sixth win in their last seven games. Concepcion with the 0-1. That breaking ball swung on and popped up towards shallow right field. May stay on the infield. The first baseman Gonzalez gives way to the second baseman Jerez, who makes the two-handed catch on the grass. One away. Good job communicating between the two men as Jerez ranged far to his left to make the play. That'll bring up Chris Myers. Xavier Concepcion, one of the big heroes for the Marauders in the eighth inning, bailing Bradenton out of a two-on, none-out jam. Double play grounder and an inning-ending ground out to preserve the lead. First pitch to Myers, taken low and inside. Big first baseman for the Flying Tigers, 1-for-3, a single and a walk. Here's the set, and the 1-0. Swing and a miss, he took a big cut. Concepcion with a fastball at 94. Chris Myers, power to all fields. We've seen him go oppo a couple of times in this series. Outfield playing him to that opposite field. The 1-1 pitch. That one is over the outside corner, called strike two. Slight roll of the head. Myers didn't seem to like the call. Concepcion leans in for the sign, brings his hands together chest high. He deals the 1-2. Myers swings and dribbles it halfway back to the mound. Barehanded by Concepcion. Throw to first is in time as Gonzalez keeps his foot on the bag. Gonzalez was positioning himself on the inner part of the baseline on that play. Had to cross over the bag to make the reception of that throw. And somehow avoiding a collision with Chris Myers. Two away here in the ninth inning. One more to go for a Marauders win. And Roberto Campos will be the hitter. Righty on righty, here's the set. The pitch to Campos is bounced up there for ball one. These two teams have kept pace with one another all night long. Marauders one out away now from the victory. The 1-0 pitch, a fastball just low for ball two. Crowd of 2,172 on hand tonight here at Leecom. Biggest crowd of the season so far. Enjoying a good one. 2-0 pitch. Fastball right there for strike one on the outer half. Wyatt Hendry, catcher for the Marauders, calling the shots from behind home plate. Concepcion sets. Is 2-1. That's taken up and away for ball three. Concepcion kicking the dirt from his cleats on the spike strip on the back of the mound. Toes the rubber, leans in for the signal from Hendry. Righty is set. His 3-1 pitch is taken in the dirt for ball four. Goes rolling to the backstop as Hendry retrieves it quickly. And the two-out walk puts the tying run aboard for Lakeland. No shortage of drama tonight here at Leecom. And the crowd getting into it with one out to go. And time called. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo journeys out to the mound. If you are just recently joining us, you've missed quite a bit. The scoring has been back and forth in this game. First inning, these two teams traded one run each. Roberto Campos, RBI single in the top of the first for Lakeland. Bottom of the first inning, Jacob Gonzalez, a solo homer to left field, his second home run of the year. Bottom of the third, the Marauders took their first lead of the evening. We saw an RBI single by Alexander Mojica. Sergio Campana sack fly at 3-1 lead eventually disappeared. One run the fourth for Lakeland, one run the sixth to tie it. Bradenton rallied back in front with three runs in the bottom of the sixth. Two runs in the top of the eighth, though, for the Flying Tigers have made it a one-run game. Here's Isaac Pacheco. First pitch is lined into center field for a hit. Up to second base, and stopping there is Roberto Campos. And things are getting close and tense again here at Lecom Park. Tying and go-ahead runs are now on base as Marty the Marauder on the first base dugout is on his knees, hands together in front of his face, and looking skyward as if praying to escape the jam. Here's Manuel Sequeira. First pitch, a fastball strike from Concepcion. Crowd of kids gathering around the Marauders dugout, waiting to run the bases after the game before the fireworks show. Marauders trying to escape the jam here in the ninth. The 0-1 pitch, Sequeira swings and lifts it to right field. Jarvis stops in place. He waits. He makes the catch, and that's the ball game. The Marauders hang on to win it. A final score of 6-5. Another white-knuckle finish here at Lecom Park, but the Marauders get the job done. They win it again, and they claim the series victory for the second time this season. Marauders high five over the center of the infield as they celebrate another win, 6-5 tonight over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show gets underway. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lecom Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you as we have just finished one heck of a game, a close one, the Marauders beating the Lakeland Flying Tigers 6-5. Here's how it all went down tonight. Top of the first inning, an RBI single by Roberto Campos gave Lakeland the early lead. Marauders instantly tied it up on a solo homer to left field off the bat of Jacob Gonzalez. Marauders took their first lead of the evening in the bottom of the third inning. RBI single by Alexander Mojica, followed by a sac fly to deep left field by Sergio Campana. Top of the fourth, Lakeland came back with a run of their own. That scored on an RBI single by Justice Bigby. And the top of the sixth inning, the Flying Tigers tied the score back up at 3-3. A solo homer to left field off the bat of Manuel Sequeira. That tie 3-3 score didn't last long, though. Marauders rallied for three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three hits in that inning, and also a Lakeland error. We saw an RBI single from Jacob Gonzalez, a sack fly into shallow center field off the bats of Randy Romero. And so the Marauders able to rally for those three runs and take the 6-3 lead after six innings. Neither team scored in the seventh, but in the eighth inning, the Flying Tigers made things a whole lot more interesting. Leadoff double by Isaac Pacheco. Manuel Sequeira singled him to third base. Jose De La Cruz followed with a bloop single down the right field line. Josh Crouch lined a hard single to right field. And that was it for reliever Carlos Lamelli, who had a rough eighth inning. Following batter, Xavier Concepcion came on to pitch for the Marauders. Justice Bigby bounced into a 5-3 double play. Alexander Mojica stepping on third base after fielding the ground ball for a force out, throwing across the diamond to first on an off-balance, on-target throw, and then a ground out to short ended that inning, lead still intact. Top of the ninth inning, things got tense and close again. After Concepcion retired the first two men in the ninth inning, a two-out walk to Roberto Campos, followed by an Isaac Pacheco single to center field, but Manuel Sequeira with a fly out to Mike Jarvis in right field, and that was that. The Marauders won it, final score of 6-5. Here are the final totals in this game. For the Flying Tigers, 5 runs on 11 hits. They committed 2 errors and left 10 men on base. For the Marauders, 6 runs on 10 hits. They did not commit an error, and the Marauders left 8 men on base. The winning pitcher in relief is Dante Mendoza. He limits the Flying Tigers to 1 run over 2 2/3 innings of relief. The loss goes to Francisco Jimenez out of the Flying Tigers bullpen. He is charged with 3 runs in just 1 inning of work as he pitched the 6th inning. Save goes to Xavier Concepcion, his first save of the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a season-best crowd of 2,172. It was 86 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Flying Tigers dropped to 2-6 on the season. With their win, the Marauders improved to a season-best 4 games over 500. They are 6-2, and the Marauders have now won 6 of their last 7 games. Kids running the bases now here at Leacom Park. Down on the field as we get ready for post-game fireworks, we will step aside, and when we come back, we will wrap up the post-game show with the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. That's all coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at Leacom Park, the Marauders post-game show continues, and it's time to pick a Marauders player of the game. A couple of good candidates to go with tonight, but we're going to go with Jacob Gonzalez, 3-for-4 at the plate this evening with a solo homer that tied the score in the bottom of the first inning. He also contributed some more airtight defense at first base and maneuvering around the bag and really helping be the veteran presence on this young Marauders infield. Jacob Gonzalez leading the way with 3 hits and a big home run in tonight's game. He is the Marauders player of the game. Well, the series continues tomorrow. It is the series finale tomorrow afternoon, a noon start time here at Leacom Park. For the Marauders, right-hander Max Kranick will make a second rehab start for the Pittsburgh Pirates as he works his way back from a right forearm strain. And he will be opposed by a starter yet to be announced for the Flying Tigers. We'll be on the air at 11:45 a.m. for the noon start tomorrow for the Marauders pregame show. And we hope he can join us on the air, if not at the ballpark here at Leacom. Tickets are still available at BradentonMarauders.com. So as we wrap things up here on the postgame show and get ready for the first fireworks show of the season here at Leacom, Once again, the final score this evening, the Marauders 6 and the Lakeland Flying Tigers 5. For everyone else here at the Bradenton Marauders this evening, I'm Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.